Ashes. Oh, ashes. Yeah, ashes.
Okay.
Ashes. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm the railroad the clinkers and cinders. That's all.
That's right. Those are railroad terms, aren't they?
Yeah. Ashes. Right. Right.
How big was Larkspur when y'all moved here? Were there a lot of people here?
Well, I think it was just as big as it is now, only there's not as many on account of this trailer court now. But to me, it seems like there was just as many people as there was now.
Okay.
Because of the sawmills that was around here and all the ranches that was around here.
Those were the big, that was what a lot of people in the area were doing. Mm-hmm. Were either working in sawmills mm-hmm. or in ranching. Mm-hmm. That was kind of what mm-hmm. a lot of people in the area were doing.
Railroads.
And railroads.
The creamery.
Okay, and the creamery. Mm-hmm. So y'all live, I'm just trying to get all the different places that y'all lived. You started out here in the pump house, and mm-hmm. then for a while y'all were living in a boxcar, and then you lived up at the colony.
Yeah,
and after we got married.
After you were married. And then did you live any other places after that?
And we went to Castle Rock, lived there a while.
Went to just right up the road here, mm-hmm. Castle Rock. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. And lived there for a while. And then when did you come back here?
Oh, yeah, good. We didn't stay out very long. Mm.
Just right after Hope was born.
Yeah.
So that would be about, we was here about 43.
Okay.
Hope was born in 42.
Okay. I was just wondering how long you've lived here in this place.
Here? Really off and on. Well, it's hard to tell then. Because you mean since her and I got married. Probably about 47 years. Huh? Mm.
So this has really been the principal mm-hmm. place where you have lived. Does
outside of the time that I went to work for this construction company, that we lived here off and on.
Yes, yeah.
But this, we didn't move away.
I see. So this land belongs to your family then, or the
this belongs to you. Mary and I.
Yeah, that belongs to mm-hmm. you. Okay. Tell me a little bit about this house. Do you is this did you build this?
Yes.
You did build this. Mm-hmm. Okay. And when did you build it?
46. Did I start in 46? Okay. Yeah, because that was a boxcar. We lived in a boxcar here that I bought. There's a boxcar where the kitchen is.
You're kidding me.
That's part of the boxcar.
And I build on each side of it.
Okay. That's kind of what I was wondering, because you said it wasn't a trailer, and I was wondering that when you were talking about the boxcar, if this was a... Tell me about living in a boxcar. What was that like?
That's correct.
I mean, that just, I can't imagine what that would be like.
Well, it's just like a little trailer
uh-huh.
house.
Uh-huh. Well, for instance, we bought this in 1944. In June, and then in July he went overseas in the Second World War. So he just divided the boxcar into a living room and bedroom combination, and then the kitchen part.
That's what I was wondering. Did you divide it up?
Yeah.
So you had different rooms.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you had what you'd call a bedroom,
mm-hmm.
and
bedroom,
a kitchen,
room.
And then a living room.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Did you have any storage spaces in it? Places to keep food or clothes and things
ice
like
boxes,
that?
Ice boxes, for the food, ice box. The ice box.
Boxes. That was part of
do you have
closet.
Anything like a closet?
Yes,
yeah,
stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Kind of just temporarily made, but we had closets.
Mm-hmm.
And cupboards?
Hmm?
Cupboards?
You had cupboards?
Yeah,
oh,
had
yes,
cupboards
in the kitchen.
Okay.
The
so,
old stove.
You've lived in how many now? That would I'm just trying to say. You've lived in how many different? 1, 2, 3. You lived in 4 or 5 different houses?
Here?
Since I've been in here.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.